Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1327. First day, Jesus. My daughter, this retreat will be an uninterrupted contemplation. I will bring you into this retreat as into a spiritual banquet. Close to my merciful heart, you will meditate upon all the graces your heart has received, and a deep peace will accompany your soul. I want the eyes of your soul to be always fixed on my holy will, since it is in this way that you will please me most. No sacrifices can be compared to this. Throughout all the exercises, you will remain close to my heart. You shall not undertake any reforms, because I will dispose of your whole life as I see fit. The priest who will preach the retreat will not speak a single word which will trouble you. My Jesus, I have already made two meditations, and I recognize through them that everything you have said is true. I am experiencing a profound peace, and this peace flows from the witness of my conscience. That is to say that I am always doing your will, O Lord. In the meditation on the goal of man, I understood that this truth is deeply rooted in my soul, and that my deeds are therefore the more perfect. I know why I was created. All creatures taken together cannot take the place, for me, of my Creator. I know that God is my ultimate goal, and so, in whatever I undertake, I take God into account. Oh, how good it is to spend a retreat close to the most sweet heart of my God. I am in the wilderness with my Beloved. No one interrupts my sweet conversation with Him. Jesus, you yourself have deigned to lay the foundations of my sanctity, as my cooperation has not amounted to much. You have taught me to set no store on the use and choice of created things, because my heart is of itself so weak. And this is why I have asked you, O my Master, to take no heed of the pain of my heart, but to cut away whatever might hold me back from the path of love. I do not understand you, Lord, in times of sorrow, when you were effecting your work in my soul. But today I understand you and rejoice in my freedom of spirit. Jesus himself has seen to it that my heart has not been caught in the snares of any passion. I have come to know well from what dangers he has delivered me, and therefore my gratitude to my God knows no bounds. Second day. As I was meditating on the sin of the angels and their immediate punishment, I asked Jesus why the angels had been punished as soon as they had sinned. I heard a voice, "Because of their profound knowledge of God." No person on earth, even though a great saint, has such knowledge of God as an angel has. Nevertheless, to me, who am so miserable, you have shown your mercy, O God, and this time and time again. You carry me in the bosom of your mercy and forgive me every time that I ask your forgiveness with a contrite heart. Profound silence engulfs my soul. Not a single cloud hides the sun from me. I lay myself entirely open to its rays, that his love may effect a complete transformation in me. I want to come out of this retreat a saint, and this, in spite of everything, that is to say, in spite of my wretchedness, I want to become a saint. And I trust that God's mercy can make a saint even out of such misery as I am, because I am utterly in good will. In spite of all my defeats, I want to go on fighting like a holy soul and to comport myself like a holy soul. I will not be discouraged by anything, just as nothing can discourage a soul who is holy. I want to live and die like a holy soul, with my eyes fixed on you, Jesus, stretched out on the cross as the model of my actions. I used to look around me for examples and found nothing which sufficed, and I noticed that my state of holiness seemed to falter. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you, O Christ, who are for me the best of guides. I am confident that you will bless my efforts. Here Jesus promises Saint Faustina that on this retreat she will be in continuous contemplation of all the graces he has poured out on her during her life, and she will be filled with peace during this retreat. During her first two meditations, Saint Faustina discovered that Jesus had spoken the truth. She was filled with peace. She recognized that she was always doing the will of God. She recognized that God is the ultimate goal of her life. She's pleased to be united with Jesus' heart during this retreat. Saint Faustina saw that Jesus did most of the work in helping her to grow holy. She sought to cooperate, but recognized that most of the credit should go to Jesus. Jesus had protected her from many traps of the evil one that many people fall into. And Faustina meditated on the fallen angels. Their punishment came quickly because they knew so much more about God than we do. Their choice to reject God was so much worse than the choices we make because they clearly knew what they were rejecting. During the retreat, Saint Faustina basked in the rays of God's mercy like someone sunbathing on a beautiful day. She really wanted to become a saint, and she knew that God could get her there as she continued to open herself to his graces. She declared her readiness to continue the struggle. She knew that God would always be with her.